Hollywood Sneakers Podcast. I am Dustin, and today we're talking about art and sneakers. More specifically, we're talking about the convergence of the two in regards to collabs, one-offs, customs, and limited edition sneakers by and for artists. And I want to start with a sneaker that is rumored to be dropping sometime this summer, although an official release date hasn't yet been set, and that sneaker is the SB Dunk Low by Futura Laboratories. Futura has been messing with sneakers for a long, long time. Beginning his career in New York City in the 70s, tagging subway cars, alley walls, and container trains, his art grew popular enough for none other than The Clash to tap him to create the backdrop for their Combat Rock tour, where he would spray paint their backdrops in real time behind them while they played. He even rapped on their single, Overpowered by Funk. And while he's done everything from toys to cars to clothing to bobbleheads, for sneakerheads, Futura will always be best known for his run of grail-worthy sneaker collabs with Nike and Nike SB, beginning in 2002 when he designed a Nike Blazer mid for Nike's Artists series. In 2004, he dropped the Nike SB Dunk High FLOM, which stands for love or money. With only 24 pairs produced, the shoes are one of the rarest dunks of all time, and as such, one of the most expensive. Not much more affordable than those, though, are the unreleased off-white dunks he did for Virgil Abloh. Those shoes, in both blue and orange versions, were auctioned off via Sotheby's in 2023 for a ridiculous amount of money, possibly to LeBron James, as he's been seen wearing the orange pair to Lakers games. Then again, I would find it somewhat hard to believe that LeBron has to pay for anything with a Nike swoosh on it. There is a lot of Nike and Jordan history embedded in the dunks, despite the shoes not being otherwise affiliated with the Air Jordan line. The blue pair is covered in UNC blue, Jordan's Tar Heel college colors. The orange pair is a nod to the New York Mets. And then, of course, there is the fact that the shoes themselves are a joint collaborative venture between Futura and Virgil Abloh, two of the most highly esteemed artists within their respective fields. Futura has put his stamp on a lot of sneakers over the years, but his work with Nike on its Dunk and Dunk SB models is his most celebrated and sought after, even if the shoes are hard to obtain for any price and impossible to obtain for any affordable price. Slightly more affordable are two sneakers from arguably the most popular artist to straddle the fence between street and pop culture for the past 20 years. Brian Donnelly, known by his art moniker Cause, has, like Futura, taken his skeletal-looking Mickey and Muppet characters from graffiti paint on brick walls and train cars to the world's most famous art museums and an endless stream of collaborative ventures with everyone from Sesame Street to Star Wars, Disney, and the Brooklyn Nets. Cause began his career, like Futura, in New York City after graduating from the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan. And like Futura, Cause began spreading his art by breaking into places around the city and spray painting his creations on walls and bus stops and public bathrooms. It's amazing to think, with that in mind, that Cause is now the favored son of the city, with extended residences in all of New York's top museums and galleries over the years. His signature creation, Companion, is essentially Mickey Mouse with no skin on its face or its head, just this skull left behind with X's for eyes and X's on its gloved hands and on the tops of its shoes. This tiptoeing with plagiarism has become one of Cause's signature artistic statements. Other characters he's created also look like more morbid takes on cute pop cultural icons. His BFF looks like a thinned down Cookie Monster, again with X's in its eyes. Chum looks like the Michelin Man with those same X's and his accomplice is basically Companion in a bunny suit. When Cause got tapped by Jordan and Nike to play with their ever-popular Jordan 4 in 2017, he delivered two variations, one in gray and one in black, with the uppers of both covered in soft suede and stamped all over with Cause hands, the gloved hands of Companion with the X's on top. He was also allowed to replace the beloved Nike Air logo on the heels with double X Air instead. There was also Cause hands printed underneath the glow-in-the-dark outsoles and a Cause signature on the back of the tongue in place of the typical Air Jordan logo, which usually resides there. The boxes the shoes came in were also covered in Cause art and branding and came with a Cause Hands dust bag for the shoes. The bottom line is that if you were a fan of Cause and a fan of Jordan 4s in particular, you needed these shoes on your feet and in your closet. Unfortunately, there weren't many. They sold out in seconds and have since resided in the $1,000 plus range per pair on the secondary market. Several thousand for the rarer and more sought after gray version. Cause has returned to the sneaker game again and again, mostly with Bape, who he's collaborated with on dozens of colorways and models. But he also returned to Nike in 2021, releasing several cartoonish color variants of their classic Blazer model, which nobody really cared about and which can be had in pretty much any color for under retail. Let's stick with graffiti artists, but switch coasts now and talk about Mr. Cartoon out of LA. Toon is one of the most well-respected graffiti and tattoo artists in America, and his long list of celebrity clientele for tats, art pieces, album covers, and logos is a testament to his skill, especially within the hip-hop scene. Like Futura and Cause, Cartoon got his start tagging the walls of LA and getting into trouble for vandalism. He moved on to commissioned art pieces, custom tees, and customizing cars. One of his first big breaks came when he was tapped by Eazy-E to create the logo for his Ruthless Records label. Many years later, he would design the logo for Shady Records, Eminem's record label. Eminem is a NWA fanatic, so that was probably a full circle moment for him. With so much history and so many influential celebrities displaying his ink, it wasn't long before the sneaker brands came calling, and in the early aughts, Toon's art began appearing on a string of Nike releases, including several Air Force Ones in 2005 and 6, a string of Nike Cortezes, a Vans Skate High collab with Disney, and a couple of Vans Old School Lows with Neighborhood. He's also collaborated with a number of sneaker-adjacent brands like Bape, OVO, and many, many different projects with LA's Born and Raised. Back in New York in the late 70s, Eric Haze, along with his friends and fellow artistic geniuses Jean-Michel Basquiat and Keith Haring, created the Soul Artists, a New York City art collective committed to bringing the graffiti scene to mainstream audiences and acceptance. Like Mr. Cartoon, Haze created logos, backdrops, and album covers for many artists and bands in the hip-hop scene, including LL Cool J and the Beastie Boys. And while Haze is from New York, he has spent extended periods of time in Los Angeles, Tokyo, and Hong Kong. In 2003, Nike asked Haze if he'd like to design a sneaker under their SB umbrella. What materialized was two of the most celebrated Nike SBs ever made, a high and a low, both spray-painted in white and black fades. The sneakers are relatively simple-looking, but effectively communicate spray paint on a fresh concrete wall, and combined with the special Haze-tagged shoebox, they maintained grail status and demanded thousands per pair since their release over 20 years ago. Another of the Soul Artist members, Keith Haring, has also appeared on several sneaker designs over the years. Haring, who passed away in 1990, created a unique artistic tapestry filled with stick men, women, children, and animals expressing themselves in basic poses with lots of emotion. Much of his work focused on social activism, especially around safe sex and AIDS awareness, the disease that killed Haring at the age of 31. As such, Haring didn't have any direct input into the sneakers that have used his art, but there have been many, including some Chuck 70 highs and lows, Reebok Club Cs, classic leathers and pro leathers, Adidas Rivalries, Superstars and Stan Smiths, and many more. Jeff Franklin, also known as Stash, was another graffiti artist who cut his chops with Futura and the Soul Artist crew and has done a lot of sneakers over the years with all of the major footwear brands. His most lauded are the Air Force Ones he did with Nike in 2006, a pair dressed in several shades of blue and beige. This color combination became his trademark, and he would go on to apply it to many of the sneaker collabs he was involved in, including Air Max 95s, Air Max BWs, and Spiridon 16s, as well as some Reebok Questions, Classic Leathers, Instapump Furies, and a pair of Bape's the Lows. Stash also opened some of New York City's most beloved sneaker shops, including Nord, Recon, and Subware, all of which have since closed. All sneaker spots in New York City that aren't franchise-owned eventually do. Another artist whose work has appeared on sneakers but who hasn't been around to see it is Vincent van Gogh, who died all the way back in 1890, but whose work was applied to a variety of Vans models in 2018. The actually super dope Vans Van Gogh capsule was a collab between Vans and the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and also included clothing and backpacks. Even Ramelsey, a multi-talented creative and visual artist, had his work grace a pair of SB Dunks last year via Supreme, 23 years after he passed away in New York City from complications due to inhaling too many paint fumes throughout his life. And of course, one of the most celebrated, expensive, and most beautifully realized Nike SBs ever made are the Paris Dunks, pairs of which go for in and around 100 grand a pop nowadays. 100 grand a pop. The Paris Dunks were part of Nike's City Series pack of SBs that tapped artists and designers in London, Tokyo, Paris, and New York to create a dunk that exemplified their city. The London dunk, for example, was an all-gray dunk with an embroidered Thames River on its heel. The Tokyo dunk was a monochromatic all-white shoe with all of the branding removed. The New York dunk was the infamous pigeon dunk designed by Jeff Staple. And the Paris dunk featured the art of Bernard Buffet on the tip and foxing. Buffet was a Parisian artist who passed away in 1999 and became so famous and popular in his time in France that he was compared to Pablo Picasso. There were 200 pairs of Paris dunks to go around, and they all featured slightly different variations of his art on each pair. Even pop art's countercultural king Andy Warhol has had his paintings appear on sneakers when Converse did a very limited run of one of his most beloved works on some Chuck Highs in 2015. One of Warhol's most ardent admirers and one of street culture's most famous and celebrated popular artists is Takashi Murakami out of Tokyo, Japan. To list the artists and celebs that Murakami has influenced, not to mention the endless collaborations he has been a part of, would take an entire podcast episode, several probably, unto itself. But by far his most ubiquitous and celebrated contribution to popular culture are his flowers. Multicolored flowers with big anime-styled smiling mouths and tiny eyes slick with tears. The flowers have made their way onto everything from pillows to puzzles to Perrier water cans. And they've made their way onto a number of Vans slip-ons over the years. So have his skulls. The flowers also made their way onto a pair of Air Force Ones in 2023 via an NFT company, where you could trade the cryptocurrency Ethereum for a physical pair of the Murakami Forces. Converted to USD, the shoes would have ended up costing you over $800. In 2019, Murakami released his own sneaker, partnering with Porter, the men's bag maker in Japan, called the BS06TZ. They came in olive green and black and were covered in Porter bag material uppers. Murakami's art has graced the covers of two of Kanye West's albums, 2007's Graduation and his 2018 collab with Kid Cudi called Kids See Ghosts. And in 2008, Cause was responsible for the cover of Kanye's 808s and Heartbreaks album cover, which is one of the most influential albums of all time. Shortly after the releases of both Graduation and 808s, shoe customizer to the stars, Mosh, painted the album covers onto a pair of Air Force Ones, the 808s version of which were also covered in the same tweed material of the suit Kanye wore for the album's rollout. Mosh has also done the same on a pair of Dunk Highs for the Wu-Tang's GZA's Liquid Swords album, a couple of pairs of which that GZA commissioned from Mosh while he was on tour. Since then, Mosh has been very busy custom painting sneakers for the likes of LeBron James, Questlove, Pharrell, Derek Jeter, John Cena, the list goes on. Mosh, who got his name out there when he painted up a pair of Air Force Ones to look like a pair of Air Jordan 5 Fire Reds, represents a different sort of sneaker artist and one that has become more and more popular the more people want true one-of-one sneakers and can't ask Nike or Adidas for their own PEs. The sneaker customizer. These artists who transform one sneaker into another by painting it with custom imagery have found that loophole between legal and not so legal, avoiding, for the most part, Nike's Sue Happy legal team by offering to paint people's sneakers, which they bought and paid for and can do with what they want, for a fee, rather than making their own sneakers and selling them for profit, which would certainly land them in court faster than you can say acrylic. Brands tapping artists to use sneakers as their canvas has been going on for about as long as sneakers have existed, as more than just something to protect your feet while trying for a layup or a jump shot. The innovation has come a long way in some ways, and in others it has stayed more or less the same as it always was. People like Mosh are still painting sneakers by hand, while the shoe surgeon is taking luxury materials from things like Louis Vuitton bags and replacing factory materials on sneakers to create an altogether different level of luxury in the footwear game. Basically, any artist in the street or pop cultural art scene who wants one has a sneaker collab with their art and or their name on it. From painters to sculptors to graffiti kids to fine art and abstract artists like Para out of Amsterdam, who got his start drawing posters for music venues and whose surrealist curvatures and deeply saturated color schemes have been compared to everyone from Picasso to Keith Haring. Para eventually got a call from Nike, where he has created some of the most eye-catching and uniquely artistic sneakers the brand has ever released, with the Crown Jewel being his rendition of the Air Max 1, which he covered in stripes and polka dots. He also did a couple of very well-received SB Dunk Lows in 2019 and 2021. But before all that, he did a collab with Amsterdam's favorite sneaker spot, Patta, P-A-T-T-A, on an Air Max 1 they called Cherrywood that was draped in velvet and goes for a cool $10,000-ish on the secondary market today. Even tattooists like Mr. Cartoon and Mark Smith, whose laser Air Force 1s, commissioned by Nike themselves, are essentially AF1s that have been tattooed with intricate patterns and designs, have invaded the sneaker art space, or the art of sneaker space, if you like. And of course, the artists who are no longer with us have found themselves further immortalized on cuts of leather and suedes that make up the body of a sneaker, like Vincent van Gogh, who, 130 years after he died, got himself a sneaker collab. When people talk about street culture, they're typically referring to a pie with several pieces cut into it. Art is one piece, music is one, hip-hop in particular, fashion is one, sports, basketball in particular, is one, and sneakers are one. And in many ways, sneakers, which were born from sports and popularized by music via fashion, have become the linchpin pulling all of the other pieces of that pie together into the whole. Kanye West, one of the world's most influential musicians, has, amazingly, had his finger in every piece of this pie and had great success with all of them. He had Yeezys with Adidas, album covers designed by Takashi Murakami, basketball sneakers with Nike called Air Yeezys, and endless clothing collaborations with the likes of Gap and Balenciaga. Elsewhere, Travis Scott has his Air Jordan collabs, Kaz has his Air Jordan collabs, Pharrell, who is now creative director of Louis Vuitton, has his Adidas collabs, and ball players are getting their kicks customized by dudes that used to paint their all-white Air Force Ones for fun in their free time. All of the pieces that make up the street cultural pie can and should be considered art, including, and at times most importantly, when it comes to sneaker design. There's no question that when Futura's SB Dunk Lows drop in a few months, regardless of how many Nike makes, they will be nearly impossible to acquire for retail. That's not only a testament to Nike or even to Futura himself, but to the marriage between art and sneakers as a whole. People love wearing pretty pictures on their feet as much as they love hanging them on their walls. More so, even. At least in the circles that I run in. There you have it. There's another episode of the Soul Food Sneakers Podcast. An episode all about art and sneakers. Thanks for hanging out. Thank you for your support. If you can, like and subscribe to the pod. It helps me out. It helps podcasters out when you do that kind of stuff. Next week, we're going to come back. We're going to do an Nike Air Max retrospective. It's Nike Air Max Day on March 26th. And this is a sneaker podcast. And what kind of a sneaker podcast would we be if we didn't do an episode about the history of the Nike Air Max sneaker on Air Max Day. So look out for that episode on March 26th. And in the meantime, please take care of yourselves. Thanks.